Hello everyone, this is Kai's Weekly Playlist and I'm back with another new topic. This one is also related to South Korea, and today we are going to talk about third spoon generation and the overall spoon theory. So, let's get started! So, where does this spoon theory come from? Well, as the Western saying goes, the boy was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. This indirectly implies that one's success is mostly depending on the status of your family, such as being born rich. The spoon theory is basically the idea where people can be classified to different classes based on assets and parental income. Surprisingly, the spoon theory is a recent term found in 2015, and South Korean youngsters is known to often refer their positions with it. This, in turn, criticizes success gained from hard work of the person itself, creating a pessimistic atmosphere. So basically, the spoon theory is kind of a belief that you need to be born rich to be successful. Well, it isn't completely right, but it does give more opportunities for richer people to success gained. But despite those privileges, there are still people that gain success from humble beginnings. Now, we will go on to third spoon generation. So basically, it is one of the social classes in the spoon theory where people receive less than $25,000 of annual salary and $125,000 in assets. In other terms, it is the poorest or lowest level in the pyramid of the spoon theory. Other classes include the diamond spoon, which is obviously the richest, platinum, gold, silver, bronze, steel, and wooden. Now, I'm sure you have all seen the pressure and the struggles of the third spoon generation either by YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and other social medias. But it's not only to the employees that the spoon generation is pressuring them on, but also to the younger ones, such as the university students and also the expectation on high school students. The spoon generation began to influence youngsters to accept their positions in society without attempting any change. Well, for example, they had given up with receiving low income and stay in a semi-basement. Well, there's nothing wrong with it, but the fact that there are a lot of opportunities with greater success is just refusing them is kind of absurd. In addition, the stereotypes surrounding the spoon generation are troublesome. Some people might have certain thoughts on the wealthy and the poor, possibly avoiding them for personal reasons. There's also a tendency for youngsters to give up their dream and live a life that is completely opposite of what they plan. This results in a worse mental state being, moreover, in a competitive country like South Korea. For instance, a 2015 case where an SNU student commit suicide from the strict hierarchy. SNU is basically one of the most prestigious university in South Korea. So it is one of what people term as sky universities. And a lot of people wanted to get in there. It's a very competitive environment. And I get that with all the expectation coming, especially from this spoon theory, it's just that not all of them have proper help that they need. And take a look between the gap of most adults' income, the poor getting poorer and the rich getting richer. The economy is not in its best either. Especially since the pandemic came, a lot of workers are fired from their jobs and unemployment rate has been surging. And recently, more and more people are struggling to receive their income. Even the five grand that made it to the top 400 richest in the world got their money inherited. Spoon theory is basically a belief that, you know, it's just the same as having less and less confidence in yourself. You believe less and less in yourself. And at the end, eventually, that fear is what holding you back. There are a lot of possibilities that can happen in the future. And my personal view, it's kind of depressing for people to believe in the spoon theory. I mean, look at BTS, look at IU. They started off with just a dorm, and now they can have as much as apartments they want. You know, it's not something wrong to start small, but these little steps are important. I know really well that this can cause some controversies and dispute because this topic is one of the most sensitive to talk about because it's talking about a person's income and it'll classify them to a certain social class. And there are a lot of inequalities that can happen. And if you see the movie Parasite, which has won numerous Oscar awards, you can see how the third spoon generation struggled to survive. You know, living in a semi-basement to dream of getting a mansion for themselves, the lifestyle difference is enough to tell the severity. And as I say before, it's quite toxic to deny success coming from, you know, scratch. You start with nothing and now you get everything. It's possible, although it's slim, but as long as there's hard work, what matters is just the effort and the talent you got. And in other words, it's the system of meritocracy. Have faith in yourself and you just need hard work to achieve what you wanted. And that's it for today. This is Kai's weekly playlist about Dirt Spoon Generation. Thank you for listening. See you next time.